4. Political science.
The simplest way to define ideology is as a collection of ideas. Every society has an ideology. It forms the basis of the society's public opinion, or common sense. This ideology is usually invisible to most people within the society. It is just normal thinking. Everybody thinks this way. When somebody says or does something different from this normal thought, it is seen as strange, or maybe even dangerous or radical. There are different kinds of ideologies. There's political, social, ethical, and so on. Let's look at political ideologies for a few moments. A political ideology is concerned with two things. 1. How a society should work. And 2. The rules needed to make it work that way. Some political ideologies believe in a flat social order. In a flat society, almost everyone is equal. Men are equal to women. All cultures are equally valuable. All lifestyles are acceptable. A flat social order is thought to promote diversity. It encourages people to be individuals and not conform to any one standard. People in a flat society might support alternative lifestyles, for example, gay marriage. Other political ideologies believe in a structured social order. In a structured society, there are many different levels. For example, God is a higher level than people. Men are higher than women. And some cultures are higher than others. A structured social order is thought to promote uniform thinking and behavior. It encourages individuals to respect the established social order. People in a structured society might support the nuclear family unit and military programs. Let's look at rules that make a society work. Some societies reward individuals over the group. These societies encourage individuals to achieve self-sufficiency so they don't depend on the rest of society. This tends to create a society with a high level of economic independence among its members. Does this sound like society here? I think it fits us pretty well. Other societies reward the group over the individual. These societies encourage individuals to increase the strength of their social ties, so that they must depend on the rest of society. This tends to create a society with a high level of economic interdependence among its members.
Number 1. Which is true of a structured social order? Number 2. What are the two main concerns of political ideology mentioned in the lecture? Choose two answers. Number 3. Why might people in a flat social order believe in gay marriage? Listen again to part of the lecture, then answer the question.
This ideology is usually invisible to most people within the society. It is just normal thinking. Everybody thinks this way.
Number 4. What does the speaker mean when she says this?
This ideology is usually invisible to most people within the society.
Number 5. The instructor discusses four examples of political ideologies. Summarize the information by putting the ideas in the order that she mentions them. Listen to part of the lecture again, then answer the question.
This tends to create a society with a high level of economic independence among its members. Does this sound like society here? I think it fits us pretty well.
Number 6. What does the speaker imply about the society she lives in?